This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Being able to work within a team has always been prized by employers. A program for high school students at the University of Louisiana at Monroe is now in its seventh year of combining teamwork, research, and technology. Dr. Mike Boydner joins me to talk more about the upcoming Louisiana High School Technology Challenge. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Hello, Jay.
For people who aren't familiar with the concept, where did the idea for the High School Technology Challenge come from?
It started in 2006 when, for the first time that we are aware of, any state in the United States offered the possibility of high school students to compete online, statewide, in a virtual competition. Now, we're offering the seventh successive Louisiana High School Online Technology Challenge. It's sponsored through the infrastructure that we use here at ULM for offering online courses, and it is supported with generous financial support by CenturyLink. We hope that any high school in Louisiana will compete in this unique challenge, something that really is different than anything else offered in any state in the union.
Well, and having support of the university and corporate support through CenturyLink, the fact that it's free for students and teams to take part.
That's exactly right. And any teacher in any high school in Louisiana could go to the ulm.edu/Tech Challenge, one word, TECHCHALLENGE, to get the details for registering for this event before the deadline of February 1st. It's all done electronically. Everything is free. Evaluations were great. We are so proud of this event.
So talk a little bit about the actual process of the challenge. What are the students challenged to do?
Students are asked to meet with the support of a local tech coach in a high school. And on the morning of Wednesday, February 6th, at the high school, probably in a computer lab, for the morning of that day, they receive, through something we call Moodle, which is an online learning management system, they receive the instructions for completing a number of tasks. Usually it takes several hours for a team of up to 15 students to complete. The tasks are based on the evaluations we received in the past. The students were very, very challenged. They were involved in a number of technology-appropriate team-based tasks so that they were creatively solving problems. Part of it was using the internet to find information about 40 items. Typically, each item took the team 10, 15 minutes to use the internet to find the information. Then there were a series of tasks. They could choose to complete 3 of 5 specified tasks. When those were all combined, the students uploaded their files, and then we were able to judge them online here at ULM.
As an example, what are some of the tasks maybe that students have competed in the past?
Every year the tasks change. For example, one task involved creating a poster where students would recruit new members for a high school club. Another that comes to mind was creating a spreadsheet to show how you could run a very small business, like a lemonade stand. We asked students to describe, using a PowerPoint presentation, the events during the oil crisis in the Gulf, for example.
So really a pretty wide range of topics, but what they're gaining out of this is the ability to be able to do that research and then come up with results from it.
That's right. The whole competition is designed to be a team-based effort. Some students might have strengths in one area, some might have strengths in other areas, and they need to coordinate because the tasks are so diverse and so many that they couldn't possibly complete this by themselves. And during this the dynamic of working together, we think that this offers an authentic type of environment that students might be involved in when they are successful in entering the business world where team effort using technology is commonplace.
So what would you say are some of the biggest things that they come away with after completing the challenge?
The students, we've been told through the evaluations, is that the students were very proud and they considered it fun to work on creative tasks in a way that they decided how they would complete the assignments. They enjoyed the fact that they were acknowledged for their expertise in technology, and they loved the fact that most of the high school principals offered free pizza parties afterwards. We don't recognize some of the smartest students in our high schools as much as we do sometimes our athletes. And this gives, if I may say, gives nerds in high school an edge up by recognizing their natural talents.
So there are some teachers right now listening or listening to this by podcast who are excited about what you've been describing and want to get started, want to get registered. How do they do that?
We would love every high school in Louisiana to compete. To register for this event, it's really quite easy. Just go to ulm.edu/tech challenge, one word, and it's all done electronically. No costs are involved. All they have to do is send us an application before the deadline, which is the 1st of February, which is Friday.
So what's the one thing you would say to a teacher who might be still thinking about this?
All teachers who are tech team coaches will receive the satisfaction that students genuinely love this idea of having a virtual field trip. And the principal loves it because there's no transportation involved. The evaluations have been always extremely positive. It's a win-win all across Louisiana. We're proud that we're part of this. We hope high schools participate in this every single year.
ulm.edu/tech challenge. Dr. Mike Boitner is an associate professor in curriculum instruction and leadership at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, and he heads the Louisiana High School Technology Challenge. That deadline, again, is February the 1st. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.